Next patient is Stephen Cretens. Cretens is C-R-E-T-E-N-S. Cretens, Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N. Stephen Cretens, C-R-E, C as in cat, C-R-E-T-E-N-S, T as in Thomas. Cretens, Stephen. Date of birth is 7-7-1950. Date of visit 3-14-25. Next paragraph. Let's see. Please make a copy for April Gustafson, G-U-S-T-A-F-S-O-N, Gustafson, April, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough with bronchitis. Next paragraph is respiratory illness. Please, before you say that, please mention, dear April, thank you for sending Steve, thank you for sending Stephen Cretens for pulmonary evaluation. Next, respiratory illness. This is a 74-year-old male who has been treated for bronchitis in October 24, has had coughing spells and has been on various cough meds. He denied any chest pains, and he was having no significant sputum production. He denied any fevers, chills, night sweats, or mastitis. The patient has had no recent weight loss. The patient did have a chest x-ray on 1/22/25, which showed mild scarring and atelectasis at the lung bases, more on the left. No pneumonia. The next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of carcinoma of the colon resected. Also, resected in May of 24. Yes, had bilateral knee replacement surgery. The patient did have a partial colectomy in 02 for history for volvulus. He has also a history for hypertension. Next paragraph, next paragraph, allergies. Oh, can you mention also in the past history, the patient has previously been noted to have a pancreatic mass, which is being observed with serial CAT scans and presumed to be a cyst. Next paragraph, allergies none listed. Next, habits, patient denies smoking, does use alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, family history, father died of dementia, mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. There's no glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo or nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains, no hay fever or asthma. shortness of breath and coughing spells. And no abdominal pains, no heartburn, no rectal bleeding or diarrhea. And does have constipation. He has no chest or jaw pain, but has calf muscle pains, no palpitations. He has no anxiety, no depression. And denies easy bruising or bleeding gums. Denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list include a listener pill, 20 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This well-built, elderly white male. Alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no sign of the citrus or perfledema. Blood pressure, 134 by 80. Pulse is 96, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is, weight is 226. Heart rate was 62. H.E.N.D. are non-phallic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruising, thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the central clear lung fields, no crackles or wheezes. Heart, the heart sounds irregular. S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, 1+, with no gross, more ruptures, cranial lungs, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesion. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Number one is lung. Number one is left upper lobe lung nodules. Etiology undetermined. Number two is history of colon cancer. Status post partial colectomy. Number three is mucus plugging and atelectasis left lower lobe. And number four is hypertension. And next paragraph, plan. Plan patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. And also get a complete pulmonary function study. If there's persistence of the left lung density with mucus plugging and or atelectasis, he may need to have a bronchoscopy to evaluate the abnormalities. The patient will also use an albuterol inhaler, 2+PRN. And advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 3-6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for April Gustafson, G-U-S-T-A-F-S-O-N, April Gustafson. Thank you for this consultation. It's Dr. D'Souza.